Masechta Shabbos Perek Tes Mishnah Beis until Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. Although the main subject of the previous Perek and the next two Perakim is the Melacha of carrying on Shabbos and the different sizes, the different amounts of something which one has to carry in order to be Chayev, the Mishnah has gone slightly sidetracked to discuss different examples of Asmachtas. An Asmachta is a hint in the Torah or in Nach for a particular law, and often even a law which is Midrabbanon will have an Asmachta, since this is not the actual source for the law, but it's rather a hint or a reference to that law. So the next couple of Mishnahs will be jumping from one topic to the next very quickly. And then for the second half of the Perek, we'll go back to the discussion of how much one needs to carry of different items to be chayev for carrying on Shabbos. Now the halacha is that in general, for an item to be able to become tomei, it has to be able to become tomei. And in general, this is defined by something which can hold things. So if it's flat, then it can't become tomei. But if it's something like a cup which holds things, then it can become tomei. Of course, each material has different laws and different details. That is the general law. Now, based on this, one would think that a ship, which can certainly hold things, should be able to become tomei. However, there is another halacha that something which holds more than 40 se'ah, which is quite a large volume, since that is not able to be carried, it cannot become tomei. However, as we said, every material has different laws when it comes to tumah. And this rule does not generally apply to things made out of earthenware. Things made out of earthenware, even if they are more than 40 se'ah, can still become tomei. Now the Mishnah says, "Minayin la'safina shehi tahira," from where do we know that every kind of ship is pure and cannot become tomei? So that would include even earthenware ships, and even ships which are very small and don't contain 40 se'ah. So how do we know that there's a special law with regards to ships? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Derech Oniob Lev Yom. The way of a ship is in the heart of the sea. Now, obviously, the way of a ship is in the sea. That's where a ship belongs. That's where a ship sits all day long. We don't need a Pasuk to tell us that. Rather, what is the Pasuk coming to teach us? It is coming to compare the ship to the sea. Just like the sea cannot become Tomei. In fact, quite the opposite. The sea is actually a mikveh which purifies other things. But certainly it cannot become Tomei since it is not a utensil. So too teaches the Mishnah. Based on this Asmachta, a ship can never become Tomei. Continues the Mishnah, now we're going to be discussing the law of Kilayim. Kilayim refers to the prohibition of planting two different species together as one. And Midrabbanan, one is not even allowed to plant two different species near to each other, because it appears as if you are planting them together as one. However, the Mishnayos and Maseches Kilayim teach an exception to this, and that is known as Rosh Tur. And this refers to the law that although in general one is not allowed to plant two different patches of two different species next to each other, if the corner of one patch is touching the other patch, that's the Rosh Tur, then it is permitted. And so the Mishnah in Maseches Kilayim describes this as a situation where you have a small area of just 6x6 tefachim, and although in general one needs to leave a gap of at least 6 tefachim between each species, in this small square of 6x6 tefachim, one is allowed to plant no less than 5 different species. How so? By using the mechanism of Rosh Tur. And if you look at the two diagrams for this Mishnah, there are two ways that this can be planted. And the Mishnah actually explains, "Minayin la'rugashi shishal shishat tefachim," from where do we have a hint, an asmachta, for a patch of 6x6 tefachim, shezoim b'secha chamisha zer'einin, the one we plant 5 different types of seeds in that patch, and how would that be done? Arbob arba ruchay saruga, 4 types of species on the 4 directions of the patch, and either that means like the first diagram, that each of the sides of the patches contains the different types of species, but the corners are left unplanted, so that each species only touches the corner of the other one, which is on the next side. Or another way that it could be planted is if the 4 corners are planted with different species, and then the middle part of each side is left unplanted, but then ve'echa ba'emtza, the 5th species is planted in the middle, and again only the corners of this 5th species would be touching any of the other species. So where do we have an asmachta for this case? Shenema, as the pasuk says, kicha oretz taitzi tzimcha, because like the ground, it will bring out its vegetation, and like a garden, it will grow its seeds. And if you'll notice, there are 4 different words describing growing and plants in the Pasuk, and one of those 4 words is Zeru'eha, which means its seeds in the plural, which means that includes 2, so the Mishnah notes Zara le Ne'emar. It doesn't say it's seed in the singular, rather elozeru'echa, it's seeds in the plural. And so together with the words tzitzi and tzimcha and satzmiach, that gives us five words which all mean basically the same thing, and all refer to plants growing. And so that is an asmachta for this law that five different types of species can be planted in this small patch.